Hello and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good. I'm so glad you're here with me. What a blessing it is to be able to worship the Lord our God together and to grow in Him and to build our life upon His firm foundation. My name is Pastor Josh Pan. Thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. And thank you for that like and subscribe and thumbs up. It really helps the channel because we know that people need the Lord. And we want to have people be able to hear the word of God and grow in Him. So, welcome. So glad you're here, Cody, Oliver, and everyone. And I am glad that God is not done with us. And God has great plans for each and every one of you. And today we're going to be having a daily devotion about being forever changed. When we say Jesus forever in our life, He will transform our life inside and out, up and down. Down and low. And so it's going to be from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 to chapter 2, verse 10. Are you the first one? Maybe you are. So let's just get into the Word of God. Let it empower us. Let it move us and grow. And you're going to want to stick to the end because we know that God always has something He can teach you, something you can learn, something you can be encouraged. And so stick to the very end, for it's powerful. And it's good for you. So, reading from this, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Now that you purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, you're a new creation, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and the enduring word of God. And for all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. And the grass withers, and the flower falls. But the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, as you come to Him, the living stone rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, set apart, offering the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. The one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. Now, you who believe, the stone is precious. This stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders reject has become capstones. And a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message of Jesus Christ, which is also what they were destined for. We're destined to live for Christ, destined to live a life of His abundance, His love. Verse 9, but you are chosen people. You are a chosen people. This is so important. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful, marvelous light. And once you were not a people, you were in darkness, but now you are a people of God. Once you have not received mercy, but now you have received mercy by the grace of God. And so we praise the Lord, for He is good, and He never, never lets us down. Lord God, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your powerful word from 1 Peter chapter 1. And we just thank You that You just love us and care for us, and that You never let us down. And Lord God, I pray that You would allow each and everyone here to be blessed with Your word. Find rest in You. Find love in You. Find peace in You, O Lord God. And thank You. Lord, let us find identity in You as we read Your word and study it. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. How many of you guys can say we are forever changed and never the same when we say yes to Jesus? When we say yes to Jesus, He comes into our heart, sends us the Holy Spirit, sends us salvation, sends us many different gifts so that we don't have to live in darkness anymore, live in brokenness, live in the traps of the devil anymore. No, we don't. We can live in His freedom, in His love, in His care. We can live knowing that He's taking care of all things and that we no longer are the same. For when Christ is in you, you are a new creation, and the old has gone and the new has come. So praise the Lord, for you are a new creation. And I think verse 9 of chapter 2 is so important to memorize, because this will tell of your identity. The world is trying to push you around and tell you that you are not good enough, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, you're not worthy enough. But God tells you something different in verse 9. God tells you that you are chosen. You are chosen people. You're a royal, royal priesthood. Why are you royal? Because our Heavenly Father, who calls you His sons and daughters, calls you His child, says, you have direct access to me, and I'm your Father. And as your Father, I am the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha, Omega. I am Creator. He is a king. And if He is the king, that means you are royal priesthood. That means you are prince and princesses. That means you are part of this royal priesthood. And who's the highest priest of all? That is Jesus Christ Himself. And as we follow Him, we are also in the priesthood, in royalty. You're a holy nation. A holy nation means to be set apart. A nation set apart. For who? For God. A nation without blemish. A nation that is pure. A nation that has God in the center of it. You see, when a nation is founded upon the principles of God and obeys His principles and His commands, then that nation will flourish. That nation will grow. That nation will be successful. United States of America, we were founded upon that biblical principles, upon God principles. And I can pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, for which it stand, for the Republic, for which it stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with justice and liberty for all. You see, it's one nation under God. That's so important, that we are unified under God. In the school system, in the state system, in the country system, when they are having God inside the system, this country flourishes. But the moment they took out God out of the school system, out of the family system, out of churches, out of the country, that becomes the demise and downfall of the country. And so that's why we must, absolutely must root ourselves, our lives upon God's firm foundation. That means we ourselves are a light for Him. That means we ourselves are a catalyst in changing, in bringing change to our society, to our communities. And we're going to bring the light of God into our place and bring that revival in Jesus' name. So you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and you belong to God. You belong to God. That means you are His possessions. And when you are His possession, that means He cares for you. He loves you. And He will treat you with care. Because if you are not His possession, you're just trash. But if you are His possession, then you are of great care. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we absolutely must be united in Christ. Because we know God is bigger than our country. God is bigger than this world, bigger than the heavens. He's bigger and stronger and in control. So may we declare praises to Him, thanking Him for every single thing that He's done for us, thanking Him for eternal life, thanking Him for giving us a chance to repent and say, Lord, I am not good enough on my own. But by Your grace, by Your power, and by Your love, I live in You. And You call me out of what? Out of darkness into His wonderful, marvelous light. And God, He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wisdom, all-wealthy. He owns the heavens, the earth. He created it. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, it says, earth is mine. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, he says, gold and silver are mine. He says in Psalms, the cattle on a thousand hills is mine. All of it is God's. He doesn't need it, but it is his. And it is his to give. And so that's why he can give to you as he wills, because it's all his possessions. And that's why you can go to him in a heart, with a heart of humility, knowing that he can supply all of your need, because he is El Shaddai, God Almighty, God above it all, and God who supplies your need. He's Jehovah Jireh, who is with you, Emmanuel, who is just always loving you. Amen. So we were once all lost in darkness, but now we are a people of God, and we have once not received this mercy, but by the blood and the grace of Jesus Christ, now we have received mercy. What a humbling thing to hear and to be part of, and we thank God for everything that he's done for us. Amen. So we have two reflections that you're going to want to hear, because we know that these reflections is able to allow us to reflect on our own life upon this passage. We can see, number one, that there's the evidence of grace, and number two, that there's a new identity. So we're going to touch on the first one. Number one, the evidence of grace. There are lasting changes which should take place in the lives of genuine Christians who say, yes, Lord, I will follow after you, and I will live my life for you and not for myself anymore. And then, as genuine Christians, you become capable of sincere love, this agape love, this unconditional love for fellow saints or believers that are controlled in what proceeds from your mouth. What comes out from your mouth, it comes from within, from what you're thinking, what you're putting inside your own heart. What comes out of your mouth, if it is good things you're putting inside, then good things will come out. If it is trash, then trash will come out. So these things are expected outcomes when you have been sold in Christ, when you have walked in the ways of God, when you read the Word of God each and every day. And what is sown in you, it should be the imperishable seed of the Word of God. And God's Word has power, and it remains forever while things pass away. God's Word is promises. God's Word never comes God's word is powerful and alive and never lets us down. And that's why we must, absolutely must, instill the word of God in our life each and every day, and to trust him, to walk in his ways, and to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. We must memorize it, meditate on it day and night, and let it be the thing that we speak, so that God's word will encourage each and every one of you. And that's why there's so many of you guys here, so that we can see and we can know what God is speaking to us each and every day. Amen? Amen. So the word of God has power, and it remains forever while all things pass away. In our fast-paced society, many fads, trends, and ideologies, they come and go. But Christians, you would do well to ensure that God's word are what is continuously sown into your life. And what you sow, you will reap. If you sow plentifully, then you will reap plentifully. If you sow sparingly, then you will sow and reap sparingly. Like, if you sow trash, then you will reap trash. If you sow the word of God into your life, then your life will flourish and your life will see great success. Amen. While the world sows many kinds of seeds that bears many kinds of fruit, the only imperishable seed of the scripture can bear imperishable fruit in your life. And these fruit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. These seeds, these harvests, these fruits are something that the world tries to offer, but they cannot. They fail to do so, because all that they offer is something that is temporary. So then you get it that high, and then it drops to low. You get that high, and it drops to the low. Another high, and low, and you're never satisfied when you walk in the ways of the world. But when you walk in the ways of God, then you will be stable. You will find your satisfaction, true peace, true hope in your life. Amen, Crystal Fortunes. Amen. Praise the Lord, Jada. Praise the Lord. So, true seeds comes from God, and that's the evidence of His grace, His mercy, His love for you. You are truly loved, you are truly cared for, and you are not let down, because what is this love that's shown? It's shown through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who is divine, who is perfect, but He gave up that divinity, that glory, to come down to earth, from heaven to earth, so that you may go from earth to heaven, so that you may have an eternal relationship with Him. And then the second reflection you're going to want to hear is a new identity. A new identity. You will know your identity when you root yourself in the Word of God, when you root yourself in Jesus. My identity is Jesus forever. My identity is the living stone that become the foundation upon the church, which is Jesus Himself. He's the cornerstone. And so we build our life upon His firm foundation, not upon our own ideologies or the worldly ideologies, but we build our life upon His firm foundation. That's why we, as parents, we, as adults, we must train up our children to do the same. Build their life upon this firm foundation of Jesus Christ, for He is good, and He never lets us down, for He is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. And though not everyone will believe in the preciousness of this cornerstone, those who are built upon it will be called the chosen people of God, tasked with displaying the glory of God in their life and to the community, to their family, to those around them. And consider all that you have in Christ. Once you were enemies of God, dead to your sin, dead in your sin, you were once the enemy in the darkness and dead to your sins. Now you are alive in Christ by what Jesus has done, by making a way for you to enter into a relationship, eternal relationship with Him. For God so loved the world that He sent His one and only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, shall not die, shall not experience that eternal separation from God, but have eternal life, eternal presence of the Lord our God in our life. Amen? So, the living stone is of Christ, not only giving you life, but also allowing you to be called God's ambassadors, God's messengers, God's instruments, the living vessels, the holy vessel, the broken vessels of the Lord our God, who are healed by His grace and mercy. And not only have you been reconciled from enemy status into friendly status, but now you can confidently call yourselves God's representatives, God's ambassadors. You are a child of God, and you are a messenger of God. You are set higher now. So praise the Lord, for He is good. And God does more than just save you from death. He saves you from and puts you into a purposeful and meaningful life. Amen. Praise the Lord, for He saves you. And He knows that you, ship, are special. And you are great. So Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And He is the best of all. And that's why we must, absolutely must, live a life of humility, knowing that we cannot live a life alone, and that He makes a way when there is no way. Amen. So we're going to dive deeper into this passage, way deeper, and there's going to be different sections, and you're going to want to hear this very different sections very clearly, because it's going to encourage you and bring you closer to Him. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 to 25, it really digs into loving one another fervently. And I'm sure you can read in and meditate on this even deeply. And so this is the reason why you should love each other fervently. Love each other with a purified heart, with a heart that God has given us, renewed heart. Number one, because you have purified your soul, which is by obeying the truth and by the Spirit's power, by the Holy Spirit who comes in you. that brings you life and transforms you inside out. And so people will be able to see the fruits of the Spirit falling off of the tree that you have, that you're bearing so much fruit that they're wondering, wow, you have so much love. You have so much joy. You have so much peace in your life. How come? And then you can point them to the source of life, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, who never lets us down. So number one, you've been purified. Your souls have been purified. Number two, because you are born again through the word of God. Not this, someone might think it's a physical born again, but no, you're not a baby again, but you are born again spiritually and alive in him. You were once dead, now you're made alive. The word is imperishable, incorruptible. It cannot be tarnished. It cannot be changed. The word lives forever. And who is the word? Jesus is the word. He's the word. And the word in the beginning was the word. And the word was God and was with God. So he is perfect and holy. Amen. So you are born again through Jesus. Through Jesus. Through the word of God. And number three, your flesh withers and falls away. This life, in this life, you will live your life and it will fade away one day. You only live 100 years or less. And that 100 years goes like vapor. It vanishes just like that. And that 100 years is going to determine where you end up for eternity. Whether it's in the eternal presence of God or eternal separation from God. And so God is the essence of love. Without God, there's no love. Without God, there's emptiness. Without God, we are lost and broken. So you got to remember that life is short. Just like grass, it withers away. And the word and the person who believes in God's word endures forever. So that's why it's so important to walk in his ways, to love one another fervently. And when you love one another, then you will be praying for each other. You'll be encouraging each other, lifting each other up. When you love one another, you will want to see other people, each other, be built up upon his firm foundation. To not fall away. When you love one another, you will bring each other in a community and fellowship that we are meant to have. We're not meant to live life alone. We're not meant to live in isolation. We're not meant to be just alone. And so it's so important that we live this birth, this spiritual birth, this life in Christ. Amen. Amen. This is powerful. This is so powerful. And then I'm going to go into the next part of this passage, which is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, that we are to strip off some things, cut it off, and crave the word of God. We're to crave the word of God. We're to be hungry for his word. And then there's things to strip off. And what is it? Malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, all slander. We're to strip things off and say, no more shall these old things hold me down. No more shall these lies of the world push me around, because I am a child of God and I will crave something that's deeper. And that is the word of God, the Bible, God's promises, God's goodness, my creator, my savior. I'm going to crave more of Jesus in my life. And the charge is to crave for him, to long after him, to seek after him, to be on fire for him, and crave after walking the Lord our God, walking towards him. And the purpose, why do you crave for him? It is to grow. You're going to continue learning each and every day, knowing that growing never stops. Too many people think that growing, learning, it stops when you graduate from high school, middle school, college. They think it stops, but it doesn't stop. Learning never stops. And as we grow, we want to grow closer to God. Grow in his presence. Grow in his love. grow in a way that other people can start seeing the fruits of God, of Christ in your life, and be like, wow, you are a new creation. You are amazing. And who is the one that makes you so amazing? That is our Lord, our God, Jesus Christ himself. So we are to grow. And as a result, you have tasted of God's goodness, of God's mercy, of God's love, for he is gracious, he is kind, he is all that we need in our life, and he meets all of our needs. You don't need to know all the facts, for we only know a small portion of everything that's of this world, but God knows all things, and his ways are perfect, his thoughts are perfect, and his plans are perfect. So you got to pray to God that he would allow you to be walking in his ways, to follow after his plans, and say, not my will, but yours be done. I am humbled. I will check my ego out of the door and let God be the one that directs my soul. Be the director, be the CEO of my business. Be the CEO of my life. Be the one that guides me and allows me to flourish in his name. His ways, his thoughts, his plans are higher than our ways, our thoughts, our plans. Amen. And so we're to crave the word of God each and every day. That's why I appear each and every day, because I crave to and long to learn more and more every day. And then I come here so I can share this with you, so that I can pray with you, so that I can be a part of your journey as well, and so that you can be blessed. Amen. So we absolutely must strip off some things, to lay down those things that's distracting us, those things that's bringing us down, those things that are not encouraging. We absolutely must tear it down, delete it, and just follow after the one true God who can renew you, who can reconcile you, who says, I redeem you into my presence, and I love you because I'm a God of love. That's just who I am. I'm your father. And I want more. I want a relationship with you. And so we should have this heart of humility and walk in his ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow. We don't need social status. We don't need the things of man. We need to grow in maturity spiritually. We need to crave for his word. Have this growth day by day. Walking in the Lord our God and his ways. Amen. And so, going into 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 to 8, it really touches on, and you want to hear this, because it touches on coming to Christ, a living stone, the living stone, not just a living stone. Christ is the living stone. He's not a dead stone. He is living. He's alive. He was buried for 3 days in the tomb. But he resurrected and said, I am the way, the life. And I now will ascend to heaven. Now I will give you the Holy Spirit. I will give you salvation. And I will see you in paradise one day. So this is a picture of many, many wonderful things. There are three pictures. Number one, Christ is the living stone. He was rejected by men, but he was chosen by God. He was rejected by men. The Pharisee says, down with him, crucify him, down with him, throw him down. We don't want him. We want Barabbas. He was a rejected stone. He traveled around doing miracles, doing signs and wonders. He was traveling around preaching about the kingdom is near. Turn back, repent to the Lord. Yet, he was rejected by men. He was rejected by the world. But that's not the end. Because ultimately, he's chosen by God. And he is alive and alive and well. And now he chooses you. And he says, you are chosen by God. You are not. Maybe not accepted by man or the world. But that's not. No big deal. Because we know that we are chosen by God. So type, I am chosen by God. I am chosen by God because you are chosen. You're not rejected by God. You're not let down by God, for he is a God who never lets us down. He's the God who supplies all of your, my needs, all of your needs. Number two, it's a picture of believers are living stone, and believers are being built into a spiritual house, an eternal church. Believers are priests with open access to God. When you believe in Jesus, you have direct access to the Heavenly Father. You have direct access to heaven. You have direct access to his power, to his wisdom, to his knowledge, to his discernment. You have power. You have access. And so you are a living stone. Who is the greatest? Who is the greatest high priest? That is Jesus himself. And now he said you are a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. You are royalty. Type, I'm royalty. Amen. And you have access to God. And then believers are a fulfillment of prophecy. Amen, Victoria. We are chosen. May you have all peaceful. Yes, amen. I can't see it. Peaceful and prosperous next week. Glory to God. Thank you. Wow. You are a living stone. You are a royal priesthood. You have direct access to God. And you are a fulfillment of prophecy that God has said and promised to you. And number three, unbelievers are disobedient builders. Unbelievers disqualify the stone, Christ, as the foundation of their lives. Unbelievers reject him. But Christ has made the stone anyways. Christ is above all. And unbelievers, they stumble and fall over the stone. And the reason is they disobey the message, the word of God. And so, we as believers, we're so blessed to be able to be part of his journey, his story. We're able to know that we are victorious in the end because Jesus has defeated the cross. Jesus has defeated death. Jesus has defeated sin. Jesus has defeated the burdens, the regrets, the shame that's in your heart. Jesus defeated it all, Gail. He defeated it all. And now he says, I will make you righteous. And I will make you a new creation. And I will make you into a living stone. Not a dead stone. You are alive. You are living and joyful and peace and loving. You are living in Christ alone. Amen. Wow. You are a living stone. And then for this last part of the passage, we can see how it touches about knowing who you are. And this is, I think, absolutely crucial that you know who you are. When you know who your master is, when you know who your creator is, and you tap into his blueprint for your life, his plan for your life, his identity for your life, then no one can tell you who you are. Only God can. And you will know exactly who you are in him. And you don't have to be confused about your identity. You don't have to go through identity crisis like that midlife crisis or young crisis or older crisis. No, you don't have to go through that. Because you know exactly who you are. You know your gender. You know your identity. You let God define who you are. Not the world. Not other people, not yourself. You let God define you. Let him say who you are and live out your identity in him. Then you will find security and peace in your life. You'll find joy in your life. You'll say, wow, God is good. I know who I am. You'll find confidence in him. And this confidence is something that people long for. And people will be like, how do you gain so much confidence? And I say, I gain my confidence from the Lord, my God, who is El Shaddai, God Almighty, God of more than enough, who is Jehovah Jireh, God who meets all my needs, who is Emmanuel, God who is with us, who is Jesus, the visible representation of the invisible God. He never lets us down. So this is so important for you to know your identity, the people of God. So know what kind of people you are. You are a chosen people. You're not alone, you see. You're here in a community, here in fellowship. You're not supposed to be in isolation because the world, it tries to divide us, tries to isolate us, tries to bring us far away from each other. But God, He longs for a relationship with you. And when you have a relationship with God, what happens? Well, beautiful things happen because God actually makes a way for you to have fellowship with other believers. God makes a way for you to experience just this love that is higher than any other love that you can find here on earth. It's only found through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Sam? Sam? Taraska. Taraska. That's a nice name. So, know what kind of people you are. There's four things. Number one, a chosen people. You are chosen by God. You're a chosen people. You're not just randomly picked out, but you're specifically chosen by God. You are the elect. You are part of this story. And when we play dodgeball, sometimes we pick teams by having the team captain and then choosing people. And so there are people who are chosen first and people who are chosen last. And then God, He says, I choose you. I choose you because I know who you are. Thank you, Pineapple. That's my favorite, the lights. I choose you because you are to be the light of the world. You are to be my holy vessel. I choose you. Just, it sounds like Pokemon, where Ash Ketchum says, I choose you, Magikarp. I choose you, Pikachu. I choose you, Snorlax. I choose you. And you're chosen to what? Win the battle. To fight the battle. To carry on His mission. Right? You are chosen people to carry out God's mission. To do what? To follow His commandments. And what is His commandment? Number one, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your mind. Love the Lord your God with all that you are. This is the first and greatest commandment. And number two, to love your neighbors as yourself. Love your neighbors as yourself. That means you gotta love yourself. You gotta love your neighbors, those who follow Christ. You gotta show that love. And then number two, a royal priesthood. You are royalty. You are the child of the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are sons and daughters. You are prince and princesses, kings and queens. You are royalty. Amen. And you're a priesthood. A priesthood is someone who has access to God, to hear His voice, to share His word. To be priesthood is to be in connection with the Heavenly Father. So you are a priesthood. And you are a part of this priesthood that loves God, that walks in His ways, that knows that He has good plans for each and every one of you. And that represents Him. Amen. And number three, you are a holy nation. As people of God, we together, we're a holy nation. To be holy is to be set apart. To be holy is to be made pure, made perfect. And you're made pure and perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ. You're made pure and perfect through His love and His grace and His mercy. You're made perfect through His mercy. You're made perfect. And you're a holy nation without blemish. You're a nation that is going to live in His eternal presence. eternal life. And you're a nation that is saved from the lake of fire. Amen. Cowgirl, praise the Lord. And then you're a people who belong to God. You're a people who belong to God. Because His blood runs through your veins. His blood runs through your veins. And that's why we say, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. For I am yours. I was dead, but because of your transfusion of your blood into my life, I'm made alive. You see, if you lose too much blood, then you die. If you have no blood, you die. But by the blood of Christ, which gives you life, you are made alive and alive and well. Amen. So know who you are, the people of God. Know that you're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people who belong to God. Know what your purpose is. What is your purpose? What is your meaning of your life? What is your mission? It is to declare His praises and say, I will sing praise. I will sing praise to the Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and is to come. I praise Him all the days of my life, and I walk in His ways and give thanks to Him for all that He's done for me, for I could not do anything without Him, without Jesus. I was lost. Amen. I'm so glad you're here to be able to experience the love and the grace, the mercy of God. To be able to understand your identity and know who you are. And to declare His praises, His glory, His power, His love. You declare it with your life. Would you declare it with your words? Would you declare it with your actions? You declare it with your thoughts. You declare it with your habits and with your character. You declare it with your life. Amen. And know what happened to you. Know what has happened to you. You have become a people of God. And you have received mercy and grace. You have received a life that is so good. So wonderful. A life that is secured under His grace and mercy, upon His firm foundation. You find refuge in Him. No longer are you defined by your past. No longer are you defined by your regrets and your shame. Now you live in victory in Christ. You live in breakthrough. You live in more than enough. You live because He supplies all your need. And you live in life, not death. You live in glory, not shame. You live in life. Yes, not death. And then in strength and not weakness. You live in breakthrough and not breakdown. You live in grace and not, what's the opposite of grace? You live in grace. Yeah. Isn't that great? That you live in Christ, in God, Robin. Amen. Cindy, it's so great that we know what kind of people we are. We know our purpose. We know what happens to us. Amen. We're not people who stumble over Christ or people who question and claims that He doesn't exist. We are people who believe in Christ. People who build our lives upon the foundation of the Son of God. And you have taken your lives and laid them upon Him. And you have entrusted your whole being into the keeping of Christ. And therefore, you are a new creation. The old has gone. And the new has come in Christ. You are a new race of people, new species that differs entirely from the other races of this earth. And this is a shocking statement to some people. Nevertheless, it is exactly what the Word claims, that God is actually creating a new race of people upon the earth. How? How can it be that believers from China, from Russia, from Asia, from Africa, India, Europe, the Americas, the islands, Canada, United States, and all the other nations of the world form a new race of people. It's by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is changing people inwardly, not outwardly, not your age, not your, because, it, yeah, he is not changing facially, skin features. This means very little. They are only superficial differences that changes. Age, perish, dies, decays over time rapidly. God is changing you within your hearts, your mind, your lives, changing you where it really matters. God is implementing his divine nature within you as believers. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, God's divine nature is immediately implanted into your life. And so that you are born again, so that you have a renewed mind, so that you are a new creation, so that you are a new man and woman of God, so that you receive this new spirit in your life. Amen. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, Jesus said to them, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man to be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He says, unless a man or one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become made new. All things, new things have come. Amen. And then Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, it says, But you will put on a new self, which is in the likeness of God, which has been created in the righteousness and the holiness of the truth. And who is the truth? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Right, Louisa? Sherry? Thank you for sharing. Zach? Amen. And Robin? So, in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19 says, And I will give you one heart and put into you a new spirit. And then I will take the heart of stone out of the flesh and give them a heart of flesh. Take out the stony flesh and give you a heart that is alive. Great. Praise the Lord. And so how many of us actually walk and live in the presence of God like this? How many of us know what it's like to be have an unbroken communion with God? How many know what it's like to be praying continually? May God convict your heart and stir into your hearts to recommit your life in prayer and communion, to pray always, to seek an unbroken communion and fellowship with Him every moment of the 24 hours of your day. May God be renewing your hearts. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, it says, And he has made you to be a kingdom, priest of his God, priest to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We praise God forever and glorify him all the days of our life. Praise God. You are a new creation. You are a holy nation. You serve the sovereign head of God's nation, even God himself. You obey the law of God. You dedicate and follow the customs and the lifestyle that God has for you. And you speak up and defend the nation of God, the kingdom of God, and you walk in his ways. Amen. You are to be chosen people, particular people. You are his possessions, and you are prized possessions. And so you're not let down, not alone. You're chosen to be his people, his priesthood, to be mediators, people who have access to God's presence, who represent men before God and God before men. You see, one day, every tongue will confess that He is Lord. One day, every tongue and knee will bow down to Jesus Christ. But before that happens, we as Christians, we as a church, we are light of this world. We are the salt of the earth. And without salt, salt preserves, right? Without salt, the earth would die. We are salt. We keep this earth alive. We bring life into this earth. You see, one day when every believers leave this earth by rapture, this earth will be unsalty. And without salt, the earth will be composed, will destroy in itself. And that's why the church, as long as the church is here, the Antichrist cannot do his will. As long as the church is there, the devil cannot step over you, because you are higher than the devil. You are higher than the demons. You are higher than these principalities of things that are trying to take over your life. Because that's what God says. You are higher. You're greater. You're even higher than the angels. He placed you above them. In Jesus' name, you are stronger and more powerful. Amen. So you walk in the light of Christ through reading the Word of God each and every day for yourself as well. You do it by listening in here. You do it by praying to Him every day. You do it by building His kingdom, His community through church. You do it not alone, not in isolation, because that's so painful. We're not meant to be living alone. I went through that phase and it was no good. It was no fun. And so I encourage you guys to be in His presence, to worship with other believers who truly love the Lord, who encourage you, who do not bring you down. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you believers, you have a mission to go forth into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You, having the same faith, spirit of faith, believed, and therefore now you speak it. When you believe, you speak it. What's in your mind, you speak it. Don't hold it in your heart. It's the good news. It's the best news. It's the best gift you can ever give to someone. That is the salvation of Jesus Christ. The salvation that He's given you. The gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of eternal life. That is the best gift. And that's why we're rooted in it as well. And so, we as believers, we walk in His ways. And we receive Him into our heart. And that He gives you the power inside to continue forth as you come and try to overcome these challenges, these trials, temptations, these things, that you would have the power to grow and to say no, to delete it, to walk the righteous path and not in the ways of man. Not in the bondage of fear, in the bondage of sin, the bondage of chaos. You are now set apart and made alive in Christ. Amen. Amen. Wow. God is good. So, God is calling out to you to be part of this royal priesthood, Zay. To be part of this wonderful walk. It's the best relationship that you can ever have. And He's calling you. So, do you feel like He's calling you? If you are, if you do, say this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come before You. I'm humbled. And I believe You died and rose from the dead to save me from that eternal death, eternal separation, to bring me into Your presence. So Jesus, I'm hurting. I'm broken. I need healing. I need provision. I need protection. And that's exactly what You do, Jesus. So come into my heart today. Be my Savior. I commit my life to You, to walking in Your ways, to building my life upon Your firm foundation. Lord God, I build my life upon You. I cannot live without You, so I commit to You. In Jesus' name. Amen. And this second prayer, general prayer. Lord God, I thank You for Your love. thank you for your word. I thank you for your provision. I thank you that you taught us so much. Our identity is in you and not anything else. Our identity is in worshiping you, Lord God. For Father, Father, we cannot live our life without you. So we just thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us identity in you. Lord God, I pray that you would just allow us to hear your word each and every day, to walk in your ways, and to love you all the days of our life. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray over everyone under the sound of my voice that you bring them provision, protection. You bring them wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment. In everything that they do, they honor and glorify you. Lord God, you are Lord over it all. So we pray that this impartation would be upon everyone here, that they experience your power, your love, your grace here. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Type your name if you need blessings. If you have any prayer requests, let me know. And then I'm going to be answering some questions and some things that are needed in order, like questions, in order to share my testimony, my story with you guys. So type your name. Let me know if you need blessings. And I will bless you guys now. Zoe's is S. Estes says, amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Zay says, amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Robin, Grace, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. BBVR says, amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Fendi, God bless you in Jesus' name. Sam Tavaska, God bless you in Jesus' name. Kyle, God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, star, God is good. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. He is so good. I'm doing well. And Robin, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you, for your grandmother, that she's going through this knee operation, that there will be a quick and successful operation, that this recovery will be sound, and that you are the healer of life, and you're the great physician. So, Lord God, we lift up the grandmother. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Teld La Elias, God bless you in Jesus' name, amen. God is good. Hello, Leon. Praise the Lord. And so, any prayers? Amen. So, you want to hear my story. You're going to want to stay for this as well. The evidence of grace and the new identity, we can see how it impacted our own life. Praise the Lord. So four questions for application. Number one, do your core values reflect the trends of society or the timeless truth of God's word? This is great. My core value is to love the Lord your God, to love God and to love others, and to save more souls. And I believe that reflect God's word. God's timeless truth. And the trend of society saying, when you're bored, you watch Netflix. When you're bored, you game. But no, I believe that it is okay to be bored. It's okay to sit back and imagine things. It's okay not to be without your devices. It's okay. Too many people will normalize it now. Even me, I do. And so I'm guilty of that. But we must, absolutely must, go back into the Word of God and let that Word of God transform us. Lila, God bless you. And let God build our life to be satisfied in everything that we have, content in what He's given us. Amen. This core value of God in our life makes life worth living. And so, we're here, praising Him all the days of our life. We're here, rejoicing always, praying continually, and giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. And we're memorizing Word of God in order to meditate on it, in order to meditate on it and speak it wherever we go. Amen. I know there was once I was dead, I was lost. I was isolated. My core values did not reflect the trends or the timeless truth of God, reflected the world. But you know, one thing that God has shown me is that He is so worth it. And He is my God, my Lord, my Savior. And there's no one better apart from Him. And when I started following Him with all my heart, He added to me a full-time job at this church. He added me this live stream, this social media. He added to me a wonderful, loving wife. He added to me this baby panda that's coming out in June 20th. He added to me. He only adds to me. He lifts me up from my darkest moments by His divine intervention. He lifts me up, and He lifts you up too. You see, that's the power of association. When you're associated with people who are farther ahead of you, more knowledgeable, more powerful, richer, then you'll be pulled up. And that is exactly who our Lord, our God is. He's all powerful, all knowing, all everywhere, all present. He knows all things. He sees all things. He holds all things in His hand, and He is in control. Don't you want to be pulled up in your life? Don't you want to be brought out of this pit, this brokenness, this darkness, and into His marvelous light? I do. I do. I would. And that's why we give our life to Him. And we praise Him all the days of our life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, I'm so glad that you guys joined. I'm so glad that you guys are supporting. Thank you for the thumbs up. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the follow and subscribe. Thank you for walking with me in this journey. Because it's just so good. I remember when I was live streaming a year and a half ago. There would be 0 people. There would be 1 people, 5 people, 10 people. And now, by the grace of God, it expands. By the grace of God, I'm so happy to be able to improve in my own speech, improve in sharing the word of God, improve in my own life, so that I can bless you, and so that I can be a part of this wonderful, wonderful journey in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So even though I'm guilty, I know that God still forgives me, that God still gives me grace. Even though I'm not perfect, yet God uses my imperfections for His glory. He is made perfect in my weaknesses. Praise the Lord. And that's why we give thanks to Him. Right, Zay? Thank you so much. Glory to God. And so, when we walk in the ways of God, we are better. We are stronger. We are more successful. We have a right mind. We are more stable when we walk in God. And so we carry the victory in Christ in our life. And people get jealous at us. And that's why people try to bring us down with their words. But their words are pointless. It's pointless. Because it's not of God. Because we let God define who we are. Let God tell us of our own identity. Not ourselves. Not other people. I do not find glory from other people. No. The glory comes from God. I do not find satisfaction from other people. No. That comes from God. I come and recognize that only God can satisfy. Only God can build us up. Only God can give you what you need in your life. And so, recognize He's our God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so that's why I say, you know, a lot of people like to say a bunch of things, but you got to look deeper. You got to look into their hearts. And you can see whether their hearts are pure, whether it's holy, or whether it's with bad, malicious intents. And the more you know God, the more you would know yourself. And the more you know yourself, the more you would know others. You know God first. And because you're created in His image, you would know yourself. And when you know yourself, you would better be able to know others. Because they are also created in God's image. And you can see whether they're walking in His ways, whether they need some help here and there, whether they're coming from a pure heart. No God, no love. No God, no love. When you know God in your mind, then you will know the love that He has for you. But if you have no God in your life, then you will have no love in your life. And so that's why we live in His love, in His care. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. So my core values, over time, build stronger and stronger faith in Him. Build it upon His foundation. And then number two, how can you increase your intake of God's Word? How can you increase in your intake of God's Word? Well, open the Word of God. Memorize the Word of God. That's how I do it. I'm just coming out here for a daily devotion for me, for you, so that we can intake the Word of God together as a community, as a church, as believers. And we can say, yes, Lord, thank you so much for being our King, our Lord, our Savior. Thank you so much for never, ever letting me down. Thank you so much for increasing me and giving me more than enough. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Jerome. Ryan, Nancy, praise the Lord. Number three, how are you representing Christ to those around you? Well, for the shorts, I'm just pointing people to Jesus. Jesus forever. Team Jesus. Jesus first. Jesus first forever. Team Jesus forever. Love God. Love others. Pray. Pray continually. Pray without ceasing. Let Him be your God. These shorts are all to point you to God, to Jesus. When you look at my page, Jesus is all you see. Whether it's buff Jesus, Jesus who's Lord over all, Jesus is all you see. I'm just a servant. May He increase and I decrease. May His name be made known. And my name, Pastor Josh Pan, one day it's going to fade away. But Jesus, His name will never fade away. It's eternal. But by the grace of God, my name is written in the book of life. So glory to God, for He is good. My wife's name is written in the book of God, in the book of life. Your name is written in the book of life. So your name matters, actually. But whose name matters even more? Jesus. His name is the most important of all. Robin says, Pastor, do you speak in tongues or not? Well, I try. During my own time. I try on my own time. I'm still like learning. But when the Spirit of the Lord fills me up, guides me, leads me, sometimes it just happens. I don't understand why, but it just does. I don't really do it in front of people, but by the grace of God, hey, it's not useful for you to hear me speaking in tongues, but by the grace of God, this is our spirit speaking to the Lord on our behalf and interceding for us. Amen. Nicole, praise the Lord. Mira says, true. My name is written on the book of God, in His book of life. So are you representing Christ to those around you? Showing His love, showing His sacrifice, showing His humility, showing His servanthood. I bet I have these attributes. Living a sacrificial life, sacrificing my time, my energy, in order to build His kingdom. Amen. Ira, thanks for the lights. I love it. Glory to God. And number four, in what aspects of your life or life might you be misrepresenting Christ? Well, when I think I isolate myself, when I just waste my time, when I become a consumer and not a producer, sometimes I feel like I'm leading people astray. But I can only repent and say, Lord God, use me as you will. Lord God, grant me this wisdom. Grant me this guidance. Grant me this power in order to further your kingdom. Yes, Lord, I thank you so much. Well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you, everyone. Robin, Game Master, I love it. God, He's so good. And He will bless you, be with you. In the name of Jesus, may the power of God carry on each and every day. May you experience Him more and more each and every day. We love you, God. And we love you, each and every one of you. There's no accident that we are here together. Amen. Zaya. Robin says, last question. How do I tell people about the Lord with them laughing at me or being afraid to? Number one, you just build it up in your heart. You listen to the gospel. You know, Jesus came from heaven to earth. What's more powerful than telling? It's showing. You just show it. And you show it through your smile. You show it through your cheerfulness. You show it that you found joy. You let them ask you, what makes you so happy? What makes you so peaceful? What makes you so joyful? What gives you your peace? And you tell them your story and say, because Jesus is in me. Because Jesus gave me life. Because I'm alive in Him now. And now I was able to quit my addiction. I was able to quit those things that were holding me down. By the blood, by the forgiveness, by the love of Christ. He helped me. Amen. And so it's your own story. You don't have to tell you can tell the gospel. But tell your story of what Jesus did in your life. I heard about a Jesus, a man who died for my sins. I've been living in regret, been living in shame, living in the past. But that past no longer have hold on me because my Lord, my Savior, Jesus, has forgiven me. He has washed me white, clean slate, white as snow. I am now without blemish. Now I'm righteous. Now I'm complete. Because He lives in me. And because He lives. And He lives, He's alive in me. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for the question. Ask more questions. That is encouraged. That is encouraged. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You love God, Andrew? God bless you. Amen. Well, Panda out for a like. Time to go. Panda out for TikTok. Thank you for joining. God is good. And Panda out for YouTube. Got to make more videos to glorify Him. In Jesus' name, amen. Panda out.